With a week to go before the election, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and her Democratic challenger Fred Hubbell are making last-minute appeals to voters as they tour the state by bus. The governor is drawing enthusiastic crowds with stops planned today in Harlan, Carroll, Jefferson, and Perry. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell followed the tour last week and filed this report.
A crowd of several hundred gathered early in the morning at Jethro's Barbecue in Waukee on a weekday, waiting to send off Governor Reynolds' Keep Iowa Moving bus tour. The governor has rock star status here. Reynolds waves and smiles and hugs those nearby, then hops on a chair for the first delivery of a speech that would be repeated at dozens of rallies around the state. She says wages are going up, taxes are going down, and Fred Hubbell is not the answer.
Fred wants to go backwards. If you listen to him in the debate, his answer to every, when he answered a question, his answer to everything was more money and bigger government. And I don't believe that. We believe in helping you keep more of your hard-earned money. And I want that businessman to know that this CEO has balanced the budget. They told me not to scream. I'm screaming. It's part of who I am.
Then it was a leap off the chair and into the crowd for more hugs and selfies.
Bless your heart. It was nice to look out there and see you. Thanks for being here.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
A little boy shows the governor his toy tractor.
A John Deere? My dad worked at John Deere for 40 years.
One supporter, Tom Ponto of Des Moines, came with an encouraging anecdote for the governor.
After her debate the other night, the first debate with Hubbell, I had a telephone calls and texts from five of the most staunch Democrats on the South Side you could possibly ever get. And they told me she absolutely killed it. Absolutely killed it.
Later in the morning, the tour pulls up outside Nelson Electric on the east side of Ames, a fourth-generation family-owned business. The governor took a few questions before heading inside.
How many people have you hugged today?
Oh, a lot. It's just my nature. I try to warn them sometimes before I go in. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a hugger. Is that okay? But it was nice to see a lot of friendly faces along the trail, so it's nice.
How do your small-town roots and your background of modest means, how does that make you better qualified to be governor?
Well, I think I understand the challenges that everyday Iowans are facing because I've faced them myself, and that's really what's driven a lot of the policy that I've led on.
Inside Nelson Electric, Jerry Nelson says he's glad to loan his warehouse for the governor's rally.
We're supporting the Republican Party, mainly for small business, or what they're doing for the taxes for small business.
And the tax cut bill that passed, what kind of relief are you expecting from that?
Well, it'll probably remain to be seen, but we're hopeful that it'll turn up on our bottom line.
But one man was not in Ames to cheer the governor on. Gary Seide of Story City came to complain about his Republican congressman, Steve King.
I just talked to Kim Reynolds about Steve King and his racist statements recently. He was meant to tell her about the Weekly Standard, called him the most deplorable congressman. The most deplorable.
You're probably upset that Steve King is one of her co-chairs.
I told her to fire him. She won't. So thank you for your time.
Kim Reynolds was launched into state electoral politics by her mentor, Terry Branstad. But it appears that it's Reynolds and not Branstad on voters' minds. Retired teacher Mary Ellen Silver turned out for a rally at the Saints Avenue Cafe in Boone. She voted for Terry Branstad a time or two.
Whenever he was up on the ballot. Yeah.
Do you expect anything different from Kim Reynolds than you grew to expect from Terry Branstad?
I do not know, because the needs of our culture are different. I mean, they keep moving forward, but I think she would be on top of that.
Is it meaningful to you that she's the first female governor?
It is, but women or men, I'm for the person who actually has the integrity to be honest, and I think she is.
By early afternoon, the tour lands in a town with other things on its mind besides the election. On Main Street in Marshalltown, repairs are underway from this summer's tornado. A construction crane blocks access to the bus, so a crowd waits for the governor to walk up the street.
Well, it looks kind of bad right now in Marshalltown.
it looks a lot better than it did in July.
That's former Marshall County Treasurer Dean Adams, one of many county officers who know Kim Reynolds from her county treasurer days.
Worked with Kim when she was a treasurer down in Clark County. And know her quite well, and support her 110%. Okay. You know, she's a class act. She's very, very good. She's a hard worker.
Hi, Kim. Welcome.
Keep Iowa moving, Kim.
I know, it's good. Hey. Or there's Kimmer. Yeah, we go back. That's my treasurer name, right? County treasurer.
That's exactly right.
How are you?
More important, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You getting beat up?
We're going to go.
I know. We're good.
I always say when they run out of ideas, it's when they start using scare tactics. So that's where they're at.
Reynolds is referring to charges that day from Democrats that Republicans want to replace the state's public pension program with a less costly system. Back in Waukee, Iowa's senior Republican U.S. Senator Charles Grassley says Reynolds has the right strategy for the final days.
Reminding people how she knows all about Iowa, coming up, working in a small town, working for county government, with the grandchildren she has. Everything about her is that she cares about Iowa.
Earlier in the day, Grassley gave Republican voters another reason to vote for Kim Reynolds. He noted he will be in his late 80s as his six-year term progresses, and he acknowledged his health could fail. He warned against having a Governor Fred Hubble to appoint a Democrat to succeed him. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.